mark. Right now, 13 minutes after 5 o'clock. For many immigrants, it is that same frustrating old story. Engineers who wind up driving cabs, radiologists who flip burgers, architects who work as parking lot attendants. That could be about to change, though. Today, the federal government, as Robert mentioned, announced new rules to recognize the credentials of foreign-trained professionals. By next December, Ottawa aims to have a new system in place for validating the international qualifications of 8 occupations, including architects, engineers, and registered nurses. Within 3 years, 6 more occupations, including doctors and teachers, will be added to that list. Our next guest welcomes these changes. Elizabeth McIsaac is the executive director of TRIAC, the Toronto Region Immigrant Employment Council, an organization that does great work in terms of getting immigrants hired. Elizabeth is on the line with us now. Hello.
Hello, Matt.
Tell us about, we'll talk about the changes, but about the system that exists now. As I mentioned, this is sort of a running narrative in the city and right across the country, people who don't have their foreign credentials recognized. Why are those credentials not recognized?
Well, the challenge really is in the processing, and what they're introducing and talking about a system is something that's going to be quite new. This is something that falls under provincial jurisdiction, and what the federal government is talking about is saying, let's get a standard that goes right across the country. Close to 500 individual institutions are responsible for validating and recognizing these credentials, and there isn't a single system or standard that they all adhere to. So this is really trying to raise that bar.
Is it going to raise that bar? I mean, trying is one thing, but this is something that's been talked about for some time now.
It has been, and I mean, I'm not sure. We're going to have to see and watch what happens over the next couple of years. This isn't a law. It's not going to be backed by a legal structure. But what it is, what they have been successful in doing over the past year is getting agreement from the ministers of labor market across each province to say, yes, we agree to this and we're going to try to work on this. And that is something new, and I think that is a fair breakthrough.
Is the time limit significant, just in that people will know better within a year whether their credentials are in fact going to be recognized?
I think the one-year mark is a good place to start. There are many regulatory bodies that are already ahead of that. But what it does is it says that within a year you're going to find out if you've got a green light, if you're going forward, or do you need to take stock and say, okay, then what else am I going to do, as opposed to waiting 2 or 3 years for that answer. Because we know that if you're out of your profession for 2 or 3 years, your chances of getting back in diminish rapidly.
Is this going to answer the question of Canadian experience? I mean, actually kind of put that to rest, that people don't need quote-unquote Canadian experience if they have international experience?
Not necessarily. I think we have to bear in mind that this, what they're talking about with this framework, is something that affects those people who have a regulated job, a regulated profession, a teacher, a doctor, a lawyer. 80% of immigrants coming into Canada interface directly with employers. They don't go through a regulatory body. They don't need a license to do what they do. And so the requirement or people asking for Canadian work experience continues with, you know, often at the level of the employer because they're looking for a proxy, something that they can understand that's familiar.
So in addition to the sort of regulatory framework and kind of centralizing this, you also have to have within the workplace itself, whether it's a diversity officer or a diversity office, somebody who can say this is why it's important and this is why you don't need that thing that you can recognize. That something that you can't recognize could be perhaps as valid.
That's right. And how do I understand that thing that isn't a degree from U of T or a degree from York or Ryerson, but it's perhaps just as valuable or if not just, you know more. And how do I understand that work experience? And that's really important. That there's all kinds of other work happening, and I think that we can, you know, hope for more internship programs and mentoring programs that really get around that Canadian workplace experience. What the government released today federally deals with another issue, which is really calling the regulatory bodies into account, asking them to be more responsive, more timely in their answers, more transparent and fair in their practice. And that's an important step forward.
And it is voluntary, though. I mean, that's the thing, is nobody's going to be forced to do this. So do you have to sell it as much as an issue of, for lack of a better phrase, social justice, in terms of making sure that these people who come with the promise of employment can actually have that promise fulfilled, but also sell it as an economic issue, that this is the right thing to do for the country?
It is the right thing to do. We know that if we're going to continue to be competitive as we're coming out of a recovery, we know that we're going to need the skills of the immigrants who are coming. That's why we continue the immigration program that we have. And so we really need to make sure that those skills are getting into the workplace, that getting into the labor market so that people are able to contribute into the economy.
You've done a lot of great work through TRIAC. I mean, you mentioned mentoring and the mentoring partnerships that have gone on. Have we seen much of a change? I mean, on the ground, is there a real change in this city in terms of newcomers having those credentials recognized, opening up those networks and being able to do the work that they're qualified to do?
I think that in Toronto we have seen a real qualitative shift in the way that employers come to this issue. We hear more and more from employers, how do I get involved? How do we do this better? We have employers asking to participate in workshops to improve how they're doing their HR practices. So we are seeing a shift in attitude and behavior. I think Toronto's, doing actually quite well comparatively. There's still so much we can do.
And now you're going to have the government as a partner in this.
Exactly. And they're going to work to really bring all of the provinces in together to work on this better.
Good to talk to you as always, Elizabeth. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Elizabeth McIsaac, the Executive Director of TRIAC, the Toronto Region Immigrant Employment Council. More on this story coming up in Robert's News at 5:30. 19 and a half minutes after 5.